Hey there, it's Jeff Teely, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball, and the Halos are home tonight after the All-Star break. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we do here on Saturday and kind of gives you some visuals. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Coming up, starting a week from Saturday, or a week from tomorrow, is Long Beach Burger Week, the third annual, running from the 23rd through the 30th. As we've been doing starting last week, we are previewing some of the restaurants that are part of Long Beach Burger Week and talking about these incredible burgers that they're going to be doing for that week, also value-priced. So we are now going to be visiting with EJ's Pub in Bixby Knolls in Long Beach that has actually quite a history before it was converted into EJ's Pub by the ownership in 2017, a very welcoming neighborhood Irish pub. And to tell us all about it is their general manager, Richard Avila. Richard, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me today.
Richard, tell us a little bit about the history of E.J. Malloy's, which then morphed into E.J.'s Pub in 2017. You know, you've been part of the fabric in the Bixby Knolls area of Long Beach for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. E.J. Malloy's opened up in 2001 in the Bixby Knolls area and then was just a strong restaurant in that area. And then in 2017, we just decided to, give it a facelift, do a little bit of remodeling, change up our menu, definitely in 2017 we did that, and it's been a success since then.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Richard, I observed when I was there for a leisurely lunch not too long ago, is you have, a lot of locals, that this is obviously a place that they go to at least once a week, if not more often. Also, you have an incredible selection of craft beers on tap, and the menu is more ambitious than what you might expect in a neighborhood tavern. Kind of give us the overall point of view of how you position yourself.
Yeah, so we're in the fast casual, genre. And as far as ambitious, Chef Raum in 2017 came in with a partnership with U.S. Foods, and they were able to, bring in some really cool new items that at the time were, pretty obscure or, just on the cutting edge. So short rib, poutine are some of the big things that have really helped make our menu much, much better. The general idea is, following food trends, incorporating, local produce and vegetables and meats and stuff. We partnered up with West Coast Prime Meats recently, and their, ground beef, all their proteins are amazing. So that's generally the idea behind that.
In any given time, Richard, how many different craft beers do you have on tap? And it's a rotating variety, correct?
That is correct. We have 24 beers on tap, and about half of them rotate regularly.
And because it's very important right now, Richard, to a lot of people, we should mention that you also have a patio.
We do. We do have a patio. We just added some new chairs and tables, so it looks really nice. We do have some heaters. It's a little hot outside, but nothing a cool drink can't help.
It's always good, Richard, to give people options. Also, I just wanted to mention, you mentioned that, you're fast casual. You're actually a full-service restaurant. I don't want our listeners to misunderstand because you do get full service at EJ's. So just a little clarification there, just so for folks that might not know you, kind of understand more what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Now, let's before we talk about a couple of the outrageous burgers that you're doing for Burger Week, I just want to give our listeners, Richard, a little bit more of a feeling for your menu. I started out with something that, you know, when I saw it on the menu, it just popped out at me, and really good. Tell us about the Norwegian trout spread and what it's served with.
Yeah, so the Norwegian trout spread is on a bed of mixed arugula, and it has a caper cream sauce on the side, grilled naan bread, and then smoked Norwegian trout. It's really good. Think of like lox, like a deconstructed lox and bagels kind of situation, but it's very popular.
And very tasty. Yeah. And for my next visit in terms of the appetizers, Richard, the other thing that caught my eye are the Irish egg rolls. That's got to be a must. And I would assume that's a pretty popular item, too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very, very popular. I always recommend it to anyone that's at the restaurant for the very first time. It's a really easy appetizer to share, and it's so, so good. So amazing.
Now, of course, you have a full range of sandwiches, but we are talking about Long Beach Burger Week coming up July 23rd through 30th. And I know you have two special burgers that you're featuring for that week. We need the full porn on those, Richard. So let's start out with the garlic burger, if we might.
Yeah, of course, the garlic burger, one of my favorites. We use Angus chuck, which we hand-form the patties, 8 ounces. It comes with Swiss cheese, little jalapeno peppers, fried banana peppers, and it comes on our garlic toast with just a full barrage of garlic flavors. It's amazing.
Richard, as I like to say, that's a serious burger. Now, we don't want to disappoint because, of course, you are an Irish pub. And for the more vigorous appetite, tell us about the Danny Boy burger because, that is generously in terms of the quantity there. That's a big boy burger, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is also our 8-ounce ground beef Angus patty, but it also is topped with corned beef and Swiss cheese. So it's definitely a meat-forward burger for sure.
In terms of this is not the first time that you've been part of Long Beach Burger Week. Why do you enjoy participating in this, Richard? Obviously it's fun, but from a business point of view, why is this something that's significant for EJ's to be part of?
Yeah, definitely. EJ's has always just tried to be a part of the community, Bixby Knowles, and first and foremost. But Long Beach is a really big community, so to being able to offer something new, something inventive, always really nice, to be able to put something like that out to the community, so they can come in and enjoy. You know, even if you just start out with just the burger, there's tons of other appetizers, tons of other entrees, and just get a feel for the area, especially Bixby Knowles.
Got it. Now, Richard, if you're an Irish pub, you better gosh darn well have a really good shepherd's pie. And your version is drunken. So give us the full description on that so people know what to expect.
Yeah, of course. So it's our ground beef, onions, mushrooms. The drunken part comes in because we add some IPA into the mix as it's cooking to like reduce down and become part of the gravy. So that's what the drunken is for.
Richard, of course, if anybody has room after all of this, we got to look at the dessert side. What is either your most popular or your favorite dessert that is available at EJ's Pub in the Bixby Knowles area of Long Beach?
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite dessert, I'm a huge pie guy, so I love our fresh baked pies. We do change up the flavors, but it's usually apple or peach. Apple pie, vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, a little bit of cinnamon on top. Oh, it's amazing. It's my favorite thing on the menu.
Now, Richard, to qualify, those pies are baked in-house, correct?
That is correct.
So again, Irish pub going to the extra effort of, you know, creating their pies from scratch. That definitely gets my attention. Richard, as we need to conclude, what is the best website for EJ's and what are your regular hours?
Yeah, our website is ejspubbk.com. And then our regular hours are 11:30 through 10, Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, we open for breakfast at 9 o'clock. And then 10 o'clock, I'm sorry, for closing times.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the 25 participants in the upcoming Long Beach Burger Week, which is running July 23rd through 30th, the very friendly and welcoming EJ's Pub in the Bixby Knolls area of Long Beach on Atlantic Avenue, correct, Richard?
That is correct, yes.
You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we have a new restaurant opening in Santa Monica. It's a tapas bar from Chef Sandra Cordero, who you know from Gasolina in the Valley. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.